You're listening to HealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. I have with me today Darcy Deal. Darcy, you're the founder of Lippy Girl. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Yes.
You know, it's funny. When I was doing some research about you, I was like, hey, wait a second. I know who this lady is. I was looking at your video. Wasn't there a baby in the background as you're showing us how to make natural lipstick? Was that you?
That's me, yes.
It was a great video. What I liked about it was that you're the founder of a natural makeup cosmetic company, but yet you're teaching people how to DIY your own lipstick. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, that's how I started out with Lippy Girl Makeup, was just experimenting making makeup in my kitchen. And so that was kind of how it all started. And so I thought I'd share that. And that little baby that's on my hip on that video, she's now enormous. You know, like when I look back at that video, I'm like, gosh, that's only 3 years ago, but they really get so big so quickly. And now I have a third baby. So it's almost like people are like, wait a second.
What's going on? Yeah. What's in the lipstick?
That's right. We got three kids now. So it's a busy household.
Very busy, and then you're running the company as well. Tell us about your journey of getting to where you are today. Why natural, organic, vegan makeup?
So it all started when I was pregnant with the baby that's on my hip in that video. I was pregnant with Olivia. That's when I started thinking about what was on my skin. My journey into veganism and Thinkatarianism is what I call it, because in our household I have a husband who refuses to be full vegan, but I call him vegan by non-choice because that's what I cook. I said, you can always cook your own food, and that argument was over really quickly. So I kind of switched our diet when I had my son. My son has high-functioning autism, so we had kind of switched over a diet there for him, and we had looked at more natural and organic options. And then I was pregnant with Olivia, and I started kind of reading what was on my makeup and my cosmetic products. And I thought, well, I'm taking all this care into what I'm putting in my body. I should extend that to what I'm putting on my body.
Right.
And that's when I found out that it was really, really, really hard to find what I call the trifecta, which is, you know, natural, organic, and vegan. It seemed impossible to find. And if I could find something, it was kind of wrapped up in brown paper with twigs and, a leaf on top.
Vegan look,
you know?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And I spent my late teens, my early 20s being a fashion model. And I was a long-time MAC girl, you know, and just really loving, really vibrant, and great color payoff in my makeup. And I just wasn't ready to kind of hand that in in order to get natural, organic, and vegan. And so that's kind of the origins of Lippy Girl, where I was like, I want something that hits this trifecta, this organic, natural, and vegan, but also is hip. It's cool. It's bright. It's vibrant. Great color payoff and fun, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's how it all started. And, you know, we've really expanded. I'm not making lipstick in my kitchen anymore. I do hire out a contract manufacturer, and we have all the good manufacturer practices in place. And, sometimes you find yourself going kind of in a rut and kind of stuck. And I always have to think, where was I 3 years ago? You know, like these days, you know, your expectations get so, you know, like the first year that Lippy Girl started, we were in Flair, we were in Fashion Magazine, we were in Canadian Elle, and we had lots and lots of wonderful press, and it was like, it blew me away. It was crazy. We grew so quickly, and these days, once in a while, I'll find myself kind of thinking, oh, you know, we should be doing that. And I have to keep myself grounded by thinking, this is so much further than I ever thought we'd get. And it's growing. So it's taken on its own life. And so I'm really grateful.
Now, how are you now balancing? I mean, you know, your children with your work, I think that's a big question for a lot of women. I mean, I know that for me, I have to consciously make sure that I don't let my work take me away from my family. How are you finding that balance?
You know what? It's funny. I was talking to one of the moms on the playground about it, and I'm really organized. I you know, I pack the kids' lunches at night when I'm making dinner. You know, I try to do as many things as once. You know, and my son really does well with schedules, and so we always hold these schedules. And it really helps me as well, you know, there's the time that mom's working and then whatever. And then things that I found were difficult to do with the kids, I did outsource. So, you know, I have a distributor now who ships packages to retailers and is responsible for that. It got to the point where that was one of the most difficult things, because trying to explain to the kids what mom was doing was hard. I have a funny story actually about packing orders, and we shipped off a display unit and a whole bunch of lipsticks to a spa, and the spa owner was so cute, she took a picture of what was in the box, and there was a whole bunch of Toy Story figurines. And she said, were these supposed to be in the box? And I said, I had told my son, he had said, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm packing these lipsticks out. And he said, why are you doing that? And I said, because mommy sold it. And he looked confused, and I said, well, I feel like mommy's giving presents to people. So I guess while I walked away from the box that I was going to send away to the retailer, Andy decided that he was going to give a present to them too, and he packed a Buzz Lightyear and a Jesse figurine in there. And she's unpacking it, and she's going, this is so... So that was when I decided, you know, I might need help on the distribution end. But most of it I juggle on my own. And at first I remember being really self-conscious about having the kids around.
Yes.
And then I kind of just was like, no, I'm not going to hide it. You know, like if someone called and my kids were in the background, I just kind of, you know, because we have an 888 number, so we get calls all the time, and I want to answer the phone and I'll be with the kids. And then I just started to embrace it. And in fact, most women and most customers and most people really respect that, how hard it is to balance the kids and work. And it's actually, cosmetics is kind of a nice niche of a lot of women who are professionals, and a lot of us have families. And so it's a safe haven sometimes.
You know, it's funny, my husband put it this way. Isn't it amazing that if I answer the phone, Tammy, while I have kids, people are like, oh, wow, what an amazing dad that he's like working and he's taking care of his kids today. But when a mom does, it's like, wow, she's working from home. So she's a stay-at-home mom trying to start up her little company. It's, I don't know, I think it's very condescending. I've always been the mom who, you know, I've had chains of stores across Canada, and my kids would come and sort of sleep under my desk, and that's just the way it is. So it's nice to hear your story, and I think it's encouraging to other women who feel the same way that you have felt that it is. And I still, even to this day, I'm always like quiet in the background, I'm on the phone. It's kind of like if there's a professional line, there's also like I'm trying to pretend like I'm not enjoying my family today as I'm working as well. So good for you for doing that.
It's being a woman. I feel like we have, there's no way to meet all the standards that are out there. I was even just having a conversation with my girlfriend just about that. And my husband, you know, when he takes care of the kids, it's the same thing. You know, he takes the kids to school. They might have dirt on their face, or their hair is unbrushed, their clothes don't match, you know, and everybody applauds him for his daddy daycare, because he actually got them to the school, and everyone's really proud of him. But there's so many different standards for women, and we're so much more sensitive to it. You know, I was like, oh, what are people going to think if our kids come to school every day with, you know, stuff on their face? And my husband's like, people don't care. I'm like, okay.
People really don't all right. care, you know. Granted, you don't want your kids to look too messy showing up for school anyways. Let's talk about you. You're going to be in the Veg Expo show at the Trade and Convention Center in Vancouver on May the 31st. Do you attend a lot of trade shows across North America?
You know what? Veg Expo was my very, very first trade show. I did it last year, and it was such a great time. It was so fun, and it was so I had such an amazing, amazing time last year, and I'm doing it again this year. I haven't really done that many trade shows. It was my first last year, and it was really successful. I haven't done it across Canada, but I have done a couple more in Vancouver. I did a spa show with my distributor, Vertsu, and I think I did the Vancouver Health Show. But I haven't jumped into the trade show world, but I really, really love the Veg Expo. I always make an exception for them because it's such a good time. It's a great, great atmosphere, and so many like minds and like companies. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Let's tell everyone where they can get your product, I guess, by going online. What's your website address?
My website is www.lippygirl.com.
And do you have an upcoming show outside of Veg Expo, or that's it for the year?
For now, we have Veg Expo booked. My products are going to be at a few more trade shows that my distributor is going to. So we're at the ESI, or International Spa Show, in Montreal coming up. And we're also going to join my distributor, Virtsu, at the IMATS in Toronto in September.
How fun is that?
In Toronto. Oh, so fun. I'm super excited. Fun. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Dorothy, thank you so much for being on healthradio.fm. I look forward to talking to you at the trade show. I'll be at Veg Expo as well. And much luck and success to you and Lippy Girl in the future.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time. It was such a huge honor.
Thanks so much, Dorothy.
Thank you.